Welcome back to the News and Views Radio Network. It's like old times. I get a chance to visit with Mike McFeely with the Fargo Forum. Mike, good to have you in studio.
It is great to be here, Joel. Thanks for having me.
You're like, you come and everybody's got to come say hi to Mike because, you know, it's like old times.
It is.
Them, you know?
It is. It's been a few years, but we stay in contact. Yeah. We're all kind of, it's part of the business. We all have remained friends. And
how's the life at the keyboard?
Great. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's different. You know, I mean, it's just with the pandemic and everything else that's going on, I think everybody's business has changed a little bit, and ours is far more remote than it ever was before. So
I'm not so sure, though, that people haven't learned, because they were so isolated, where and how to get information even more than just word of mouth now, though. You know,
I'm not
saying that they're more informed in terms of right or wrong. That's not my point.
Yes. No, I agree. I mean, it's a changing world for all of us. Radio is the same way.
Exactly.
We're all getting our information from different places, and some of it's good and some of it's not so good. And let's talk about Carson Wentz, shall we?
Yeah, exactly. You wrote a blog about Carson Wentz, and your article pointed out what the feelings are in Indianapolis when it comes to Carson Wentz, and that, you know, it's not all kumbaya, so to speak. In fact, the vast majority of it isn't kumbaya, in large part because he won't get vaccinated. Talk to me about this. What did you hear in doing your research?
Well, sure. Carson Wentz is a deeply religious guy and wears it on his sleeve, and that's fine. I mean, that's what he is, and he's deeply faithful, and that's okay. That seems to be the reason why a lot of these NFL players are not getting vaccinated against COVID. And that includes Kirk Cousins, that includes Adam Thielen of Detroit Lakes, includes Cam Newton as well, who's all kinds of guys in the NFL are not vaccinated, even though I think it's like 90% or something now they say are. So what happened with Carson Wentz was he's not vaccinated. So he came in contact with somebody who tested positive for COVID. And by NFL rules, Carson Wentz then has to sit out 5 days, which means he can't practice, which means he can't be around the team, which means that he loses ground in terms of getting ready for the start of the NFL season. Well, the Colts in Indianapolis traded for Carson Wentz. They're paying him, $34 million, some ungodly amount, and they got Carson Wentz to be the leader to lead them to the Super Bowl. They have a good team, but they needed a quarterback after Phillip Rivers retired. And so what's happening in Indianapolis is saying, well, wait a second. We went out and got this guy. We thought we could depend on him to be our franchise player. We're paying him all this money. He's the face of the franchise. And now he's not available. He can't play. He can't practice. And so people are rightly, for lack of a better term, pissed off at Carson Wentz in Indianapolis right now.
Substitute Carson Wentz for Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
And you got exactly the same story.
I don't know why that Carson didn't get a plexiglass box from Kirk Cousins and just roll that around in Indy to protect himself.
You know, this isn't the first time for Carson Wentz having fans turn on you. I mean, in Philadelphia, the fans turned on him. And so this was to be a new, fresh start in Indianapolis. How much do you think this is going to affect him or his game?
Well, he did not seem to take well to the criticism in Philadelphia. He did not react well to that and wanted out of Philadelphia, in part because the fans turned on him and in part because the media turned on him. And you've been to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Are there nice people in Philadelphia?
No.
Are the media nice in Philadelphia?
No. It's a tough town.
So which I love about it, but that's a whole different story. Indianapolis was supposed to be a soft landing spot, right? It's in the Midwest. It's not Philadelphia. It's
Indiana.
Not New York. It's conservative Indiana. The media aren't nearly as tough as Philly or New York or the big cities. And so this was going to be the place for him to go and revise and revitalize his career. And he got hurt in training camp once already, which is another knock on Carson Wentz that he can't stay healthy. And then this COVID thing comes up, which was completely avoidable. That's the part that's so frustrating for NFL fans and media, is that all Carson Wentz had to do was get a shot or two. And then you're golden, because NFL rules are that if you get vaccinated, then you don't have to go sit in the corner for 5 days, that you can don't have to wear a mask, that even if you're in contact with somebody with COVID, you're okay because you're vaccinated. The NFL has done everything to motivate players to get vaccinated. They've made it way tougher on the non-vaccinated guys, and yet Carson Wentz and Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins have chosen to not do that. So they've put themselves and their team at risk of possibly losing games or not being as good because of their own selfish reasons.
So, you know, before you leave or before right after you leave, somebody's going to call in. They're going to say, listen, it's proven that anyone who, whether you're vaccinated or not, can be a carrier
okay,
when
stop,
it comes
stop,
to.
Stop there, because I knew this was coming. Okay, mm-hmm. Stop right there. And stop.
But it's going to come.
Stop your it can come right now if they want. Right. 35270. Text in.
You remember that.
I do. Etched in my memory. None of that matters. In this context, none of that matters. Because what matters is that the rules say what the rules say. It doesn't matter what your thoughts on COVID are. It doesn't matter what your thoughts on the vaccine are. It doesn't matter what your thoughts on Joe Biden are. It doesn't matter what your thoughts on Tony Fauci. None of that matters. Because what the NFL said is, if you're not vaccinated, you can't do these things if you're around somebody who has COVID. Period. Full stop. I don't care what your thoughts are on COVID. Listeners of Joel Heitkamp's show, it doesn't matter. If you think it's a hoax, I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's no different than me leaving here, going and drinking five beers, getting behind the wheel of my pickup, and I get stopped, and the cop makes me blow into a breathalyzer and says, well, you're 0.08, Mike. That's a DUI. What am I going to say? Well, no, it's not. I don't think that it is. I don't believe that 0.08 should be the law. I think it should be 0.12. So, no, it's not a DUI. Nope, no, it's not. Of course it is, because that's what the law says. The NFL put down the rules specifically for this reason, and it doesn't matter what your thoughts on COVID are.
You know, I agree with you, but the point I'm going to make is this, that the anti-vaxxers, right about the time that you come up with that, they change to this. And I'll give you a perfect example. I'm sitting in downtown Minneapolis heading to a Twins game. I got a couple minutes before I go in, and Sue and I pop in a bar and we have a beer, and there's a young woman there that's bartending, and we start talking about, you know, the crowd and the fact that the Twins are playing and how many people are going. I looked at her, I said, have you been vaccinated? She said, no, I'm not going to. And I said, no, I haven't been. And I said, why? She goes, well, the Food and Drug Administration hasn't given it its stamp. And I said, okay. I said, that's going to be coming quite quickly, because this was right before that. I said, then are you going to get vaccinated? And she paused and she just went, no, I don't. Honest to God.
Right.
And here's the ultimate irony in all that, Mike. She had clearly just had massive injections of Botox. And I kid you not. Well, I mean, she's black and blue. Her lips look as like you could land a plane on them, you know, and so that was okay, you know, but
what I keep going back to, though, is that none of, because the rules are written the way they're written, all of that's off the table.
Yeah.
But a consistent thing with right wingers and Trumpers and everybody else on that side of the aisle in this country is they apparently don't believe that the rules should apply to them in all cases. If they disagree with something, then the rules shouldn't apply to them. And okay, but it doesn't matter, because the NFL is going to make sure Carson Wentz isn't around the Colts, because that's what the rules are.
So that being said, these teams where you have, and the Vikings are one of the lowest percentage teams of people vaccinated. What do you think happens? What do you think happens in game four when Indianapolis has to sit Carson Wentz out? Or what do you think happens when in game four, Kirk Cousins can't even suit up for the game?
Well, I mean, what should happen is they should cut him and say, and that's one of the devastating things that's going around Indianapolis about Carson Wentz. And I think their beat writer, a guy by the name of Jim Aiello, wrote it. It wasn't even a columnist. It was a beat writer who said, well, it's pretty clear the Colts can't rely on Carson Wentz. Well, that's devastating, because what's the most valuable asset you can be as an athlete?
Reliable, dependable.
Availability, yep. Right? It's not how high you can jump, how far you can throw the ball. Are you going to be on the field? And if Carson Wentz can't be on the field for the Colts, then what good is he to the Colts? He can have whatever resume he wants, whatever potential he has, but if you're not on the field, it doesn't matter.
He already had that problem.
Because of injuries.
He had that problem coming into Indianapolis.
Absolutely.
If you look at what the writers were writing that questioned whether or not the move bringing Carson Wentz in, the big question they had was, can he be healthy enough to make it through a complete season?
Correct.
And so now the question isn't whether or not he twists an ankle, breaks a bone, does all of that. The question is whether or not he meets the protocol. And as you pointed out, the law, the rules of the NFL.
Yeah.
And so let me give you another example going back to my team, the Minnesota Vikings. The one argument that I made with people consistently who were Kirk Cousins haters, right? Mm-hmm. Terrible quarterback, never should have got him. He can't win the big one, all of that. Mm-hmm. The one thing I always would look at them and say is, you can say a lot of negative things about him, but he gets up after he gets hit. That guy can take a whooping and get up and still play the next play.
Yeah. He has. I don't think he's missed a game. No. Cousins because of injury.
I don't think he's missed
in his
a
career.
Snap. But this changes that
because of COVID.
Exactly.
Yes. Because if you're not available,
right? This turns him into an injury-prone quarterback now.
Absolutely, it does. So okay. So the way it worked with Wentz was it was during training camp and it was a week and a half before the first game, or actually 2 weeks before the first game. What if they learn that he comes in contact with a COVID-positive person on Thursday before a game? He can't play.
Right.
You cannot play. Right. You can't debate it. You can't argue. You can't gripe about COVID. You can't call. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He can't play.
Let me give you an example of what every day comes at me. And it comes at you, too. We live in that same world. He said, they say, Joel, you two make no sense. We should accept rules and laws, even if they are stupid. We are screwed as a society with this thinking.
So we shouldn't accept law then. It's the party.
If we don't like it.
The party of law and order.
If we don't like
right?
it, we should.
The rule of law party, yeah. we shouldn't follow them if we don't like them.
Yeah.
So I don't like the 35-mile-an-hour speed limit on 19th Avenue North that I'm trying to get to the airport in a hurry. So I should just go 60, and that's okay because I don't like the rule? Okay, yep.
Mike McFeely is with us. We're going to get back to his blog on Carson Wentz in just 1 second. I read this before the break, and I don't think it's fair to read it and not let Mike address it. As I said, Mike McFeely is my guest. The question or the comment says, I believe that every real patriot should be vaccinated. I think every real Christian should be vaccinated. However, calling religious anti-vaxxers selfish seems over the line. Mike?
What else would you call it? If you're part of a team... All right, there's, 53 guys on an NFL roster, and if you are the alleged leader as a quarterback, right, the most important position in sports, and if you're not getting vaccinated, and you, because of that, again, to repeat for the 15th time, no matter what your thoughts on COVID are, if you're costing your team a game, it's selfish. What else is it? I mean... If you're part of a family, if you're a dad in a family of six people and one of your children has autoimmune deficiencies and you don't get vaccinated because of your personal beliefs and your kid gets sick because of you, how would you deem that? That's completely selfish. You wouldn't give of yourself to keep somebody else healthy?
What about the people that say this is between my doctor and myself? And let me give you an example, because if Carson Wentz gets hurt again, he's going to go into that locker room and every NFL team has a doctor waiting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're right there. That's the doctor that they associate with the most on a multitude of things. Mm-hmm. Do you think that doctor in that Colts locker room believes in vaccination?
Absolutely.
So when people say, that's why can't you leave this between my doctor and myself? What doctor are they going to that won't tell them to get vaccinated?
Well, there are some, believe it or not, because I'm getting emails from MDs saying I'm an idiot for believing that vaccines are effective. So there are some. But in the...
Those physicians have polio, do they?
correct. And none of them were vaccinated to go to school, by the way. Either.
Yeah.
None of the 24 vaccinations we have, right. We have to go to school. But it's not. Because you're part of a team. You're part of an organization. You're part of a business that tells you that if you don't get vaccinated, you can't play if you come in contact with somebody with COVID. So it has nothing to do with a doctor. It has nothing to do with, frankly, Jesus or God. It has to do with whether you want to be a leader for your football team. So in this context, no, it has nothing to do with a doctor.
There's a lot of comments in here that clearly disagree with us, and there's phone calls waiting. But if I'm going to tell you, Shelley and others, if I bring you in right now, you're going to say I never had time to make my point. So I'm just going to ask you, hang in there. The phone lines are open to you folks. 1-800-880-5346. You know I agree with him. I do. I think that when you mix in religion, I'm waiting for the people that keep mixing in religion to tell me why. What is it in their religion that tells them this is wrong? And I'd love to get that phone call. What is it? What causes you through your beliefs in your religion to not get vaccinated? What are the details? Because it seems to me if they believe that strongly about this, then they need to share it. Because isn't that what faith is all about? 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Mike McFeely wrote a blog about Carson Wentz and his decision not to get vaccinated.
You can read it at inforum.com, by the way.
Go there. Go to inforum.com and read. I didn't mean to not have that be part of it. I know we're competitors in many ways, and maybe I'll put a link at kfgo.com so that you can, or on my Facebook page to do that.
That would be bold by you.
Let's take some phone calls on it. Okay. Let's get to Shelley. Shelley, you're on with Mike. Go ahead.
Well, Joe, you pretty much asked the question I was thinking about and have never heard addressed. What is it about these religions that is stated or decreed that these people can't get vaccinations? As a Christian, you would almost think it'd be the opposite.
They won't say, Shelley. Yeah, thank you.
But they won't, huh?
They won't.
Really?
And thank you, Shelley. But you notice that, Mike? They use religion to say that they're not going to do this, but they won't give the details of what
Correct.
Their religion tells
them. And Shelley's question is mine as well. I have yet to figure out why. If Carson Wentz and Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins and Harrison Smith and whoever else in the NFL is not getting vaccinated, and they say personal reasons, whatever, and it has to do with religion, we believe, because that's the common thread and the common theme. What is it then? Explain it. Explain yourself.
Yeah.
Get up behind a microphone and say, I know I'm taking a bunch of heat for this, but here's my reasoning why.
Well, the one thing that has to be crystal clear is it can't be the science of what it does, because we know what it does. It saves lives. It saves lives, and then it saves lives. The people that are laying in the hospital right now with the Delta variant are the people that weren't vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And so you and I could still contract COVID, but we're not going to end up in the ICU ward because of it. That one little example here and there doesn't justify being against what I just said. But if it isn't the science of what it does for you, it has to be the science of how we got it, period. Well, that flies in the face of their religion.
Okay, but are they consistent? If that's the case, if the experimentation of the vaccines and how they scientists got to the vaccine, if it was taken from
fetal tissue
right. or whatever, if that's the issue, then come out and say that, and that's okay. Then we can have a discussion about it. But are they consistent on that? Are they consistent when before we all go to school, we all have to have vaccinations? Before you can get into NDSU, you have to show that you're vaccinated against diphtheria, measles, smallpox, polio. It's okay. So are they being consistent in that form? When they take a shot of cortisone, they take a shot of whatever else in the sidelines to get back in the dang game, is that against their religion, or is that okay with their religion, with their Christian? I don't know.
Have they had their children vaccinated?
And that's a fair question. Right. So Carson Wentz is the father of one child, and I believe his wife is pregnant with the second child, and that's their business. I'm not going after the family, but have their children been vaccinated? I'm genuinely curious. I don't know.
Let's get to Joe. Joe, you're on News and Views.
Hey, I just want to preface this: I've been vaccinated. I have had COVID. It kicked me real hard, and I spent time in the hospital and time off of work. I got a question though: is that they said even that being vaccinated, I can still catch COVID, and if you have COVID, it's going to be I can transfer it to other people if I get in contact with them. So what good is the vaccine then to help other people? I see where it helps me, but how does it help other people by me getting vaccinated.
Thank you, Joe. Mike, I think that's a legitimate question, and that was one that I brought up earlier, which is that what's going to get thrown at us about Carson Wentz? You know, why is the NFL punishing him this way if really it doesn't stop the spread of COVID?
But that, in the context of what we're talking about with Carson Wentz, again, Joe, it doesn't matter because the rule is what the rule is. It doesn't matter if you like the rule. It doesn't matter if I like the rule. It doesn't matter if Carson Wentz likes the rule. It doesn't matter if Joel Heitkamp likes the rule. The rule is what the rule is. And the NFL decided on that last spring or summer to say, to encourage our players to get vaccinated, we're going to put these rules in place. And so this is what the rule is. The NFL is not going to change its rules. It's not going to change right now.
There are people in my life, and what we're talking about here is multimillionaires that do not have to worry about whether or not there's milk, eggs, bread in their house.
Correct.
Right? And so it's easy to be cavalier and say, nope, you know, because of my Christianity, I'm not going to do this. The everyday person, the average everyday person who's got to go out there each and every day and make their living, who feels that same way, but yet is having changes made to their life because they won't get vaccinated, is a little bit of a different story. And there are people in my life, Mike, and I'm sure in yours as well, that were about to have things taken away from them that they really like having in their life or make a living doing unless they got vaccinated. And you know what they did? They got vaccinated.
Well, let me give you an example, okay? Part of my job, in addition to writing about news and politics, is I help cover North Dakota State's football team, correct? And I actually was out in San Francisco a couple weeks ago to cover Trey Lance with the 49ers.
By the way, real tough duty.
Thank you. Go ahead. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
For me to be able to do those jobs, I needed to show proof of vaccination, okay? North Dakota State University, to cover a Bison football game this fall, I was required to show proof of vaccination so I could get into the Fargo Dome and cover NDSU football games, which I'm perfectly fine with. I'm vaccinated already. I'm a pro-vaxxer. You know, COVID is real, all this other stuff. But if I, for some reason, wouldn't have been, and I know people who are anti-vaxxers who do the job I do, for them to be able to do that job, they're going to have to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what their thoughts are. Because the rule is, this is what the rule is.
And let me take that a step farther. Okay, so if you looked in my pocket right now, you're going to find a pocket knife. You know that. I used to joke around. I've got the man with a pocket knife's worth 50 cents more an hour. So, you know, when I go into a Vikings game, I don't carry my pocket knife with me because I don't want to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to throw it in the garbage because they say you can't carry that in there, right? I have to show them my ticket to get in.
Correct.
You tell me how hard it would be for them to require me to show, as I show my ticket now on my phone to have it beep to get me in, to show them first my vaccination card so that they could say, okay, this is your ID. That's your card. I get it. Boom, boom. Now you're in the game.
There are some teams in college football that are requiring that from their fans.
They're going to do it.
Yes.
They're going to do it. And that is when you start taking things away. People are like, well, Joel, you're for passports. Yes.
Yeah.
Airlines are doing it. Events are going to do it. When that happens, now that we're about to kick into a more open society, open cycle with football, I know I'm a big fan, you're going to see more people get vaccinated, I think, because of it.
Yeah, I hope so. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. I have no opposition to any of that. What I find interesting is people who are mad about what the NFL, quote unquote, is doing to Carson Wentz, they're the same people who say government should stay out of private business, right? Private business can do what private business wants to do. By God, get rid of regulations. It's all about private business and entrepreneurship. Well, guess what? The NFL is a private business.
Yeah.
The Indianapolis Colts are a private business. They can do what they want to do. The same way that KFGO can do what it wants to do with its employees and Forum Communications can do what it wants to do with its employees, and it has.
Well, let me take that a step further. Those same politicians, those same people that believe in local control, the governor of Florida believes in local control, unless it's the school board.
Correct.
Mike McFeely is in the house. We're taking your phone calls. We're talking about Carson Wentz and how he now is not allowed to be around the rest of the Indianapolis Colts because he refuses to be vaccinated, and he's come in close contact with someone who has had COVID or who does have COVID. And Mike wrote a blog about it. You can go to inform.com and check out that blog. It's got people talking. And Mike, I'm sure it's got a lot of love letters coming your way.
I have gotten several love letters. And before you get to the phone calls, let me say that was fantastic bumper music right there.
Yeah.
If you get the Highwaymen as bumper music, that is fantastic.
She has more fans about her bump music than any. It helps that her father grew up in our era, too.
Anything with Johnny Whalen?
Let's get to Todd. Todd, you're on News and Views. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I have a question in that when a player is put on the COVID list and has to sit out, obviously if they can't play a game, the team suffers because they don't have that player. The fans suffer that bought tickets that can't see that player play. Does the player suffer financially? Do they lose their game check?
That's a really... Yeah. Good question.
I don't believe that they do, but the rule that the NFL put in place, again, to encourage vaccinations was that if a game was canceled, neither team would get paid. So if an entire game is called off because too many players have COVID, then neither team will get paid. So that's...
I don't know about the individual player in this case. I do know that prior to Hurricane Ida hitting the New Orleans area, the New Orleans Saints had come out and stated that the only way that you are going to get in the stadium to see the Saints play is if you are vaccinated. And they said that there will be no refunds of tickets. These are the rules, and this is the way it's going to be.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
And the same, I think, at LSU.
Well, yes. Think about that. LSU, yeah. Which has a Democratic governor, by the way, in Louisiana. But there are some SEC schools other than LSU that are also having that same policy that, I mean, imagine in Clemson, you know, that you'd have to get a vaccination card to get into a game at Clemson.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nuts.
But
a good nuts, but it's nuts to think about that.
And here, I was sent this by someone near and dear to me. I want you to just listen to these numbers, and they're not going to be surprising to you, Mike. But this are hospitalizations. And numbers of patient with COVID at the Sanford Hospital. Okay, now there's 136 people hospitalized. Just they're in the hospital. Of them, 129 are unvaccinated. 7 have been vaccinated. In the ICU ward, 37 people with COVID in the ICU ward. Of them, 35 have been unvaccinated. 2 have been vaccinated. When you go to ventilators, which is the ultimate, right? I mean, there's one more after that. Nobody wants. But of that, 19 are on ventilators. 1, and only 1 of them have been vaccinated. So yeah. 18 unvaccinated. This is a numbers game, Mike. There's controversy all over the country about schools. We alluded to it in Florida. We alluded, you know, we've got Texas, we've got all of these different places where the COVID numbers, now North Dakota has joined that. North Dakota
We're not isolated here. This
no,
is not-
per capita, we now lead the nation, again, in people with COVID. So let me ask you this. Do you think we would even be having this conversation if, in fact, people, I mean, all these people who say, you're taking away my rights in Fargo. We've got to recall these school board members. These kids shouldn't have to wear masks. Do you think the kids would be wearing masks if the parents themselves had gotten vaccinated?
No, that's been the whole point all along. And I wrote a column about this a couple weeks ago saying that we're being held hostage by the idiot 30%. If that 30% had gotten vaccinated, we'd be done with it for the most part. We wouldn't have the mask debates. We wouldn't have the vaccine debates. We'd be done with this. We could move on with our lives. But because that selfish, idiot 30% are coming up with excuses to not take a simple shot, we are where we are. We're right back in the crap again, and the numbers are as bad as they were back in January.
So let me ask you this. As somebody who has been vaccinated, I've been vaccinated. When our personal freedoms, though, because they want to talk about personal freedoms, when our personal freedoms are taken away because they haven't been vaccinated, how do we get around that? At what point does the country say, look, go ahead and die? I mean, go ahead and suffer the consequences.
For me personally?
No, no, not for you personally.
A month ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay, for you personally,
yeah,
that's when you quit caring.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. Sure, you can make your personal decision. And the tragedy is that other people are affected by your personal decision. But if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I've reached that point, Joel. And I think that more of America than we think has reached that point, judging by my email inbox and my Twitter feed and my Facebook messages, that people, we just don't need to yell it from the mountaintop like the anti-vaxxers do. I don't need the headlines. I could write a column tomorrow that says, you know what, if you die, I don't care.
So when you go back to these hospitalization costs and somebody looks at you and says, look, you're going to tell these people you're not going to pay their health care bills because they weren't willing to get vaccinated, thus rising up hospital costs for all of us. And they say, wait a minute, what about people that smoke? What about people that are overweight? What's your answer to them?
One simple shot takes care of this problem. We're past that point. I don't care anymore. Do what we have to do. If we have to knock these people off of insurance because they won't get it, if they have to lose their job because they won't get it, if they can't go to a Vikings game because they won't get it, I don't care anymore.
Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins make it through the season without getting benched because of COVID?
No.
There. That's the biggest issue for me.